News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
He says, hold out your leg. I don't remember whether I put it out or whether he pulled it out. The next thing was he hit it with a post. And I found it, I heard it breaking, and it was, I roared, and the pain was awful. So immediately he hit it again, and it was 100 times worse the second time. As soon as he'd finished that, he said, now we have to mark you as well. And he said, give me your side of your face. Give me your face. So he took the Stanley knife and he just went 5 or 6 scrapes down each side. So I started to bleed just after he had done that. He said, just so that you remember why you're here, he said, QAH across my chest with the Stanley knife.
It's a hard listen. That was Quinn Industrial Holdings Director Kevin Lunny outlining to the BBC last November the horrific attack he endured at the hands of kidnappers on this day last year. And to date, no convictions have occurred, but the case continues. John McCartan, Director with Quinn Industrial Holdings, joins me now. Firstly, John, it's 1 year on. Can you tell us, how is Kevin doing?
Well, I guess Kevin's ordeal is not something that you can put behind you readily. But Kevin is a robust character and a determined man. He's a quiet man, but he gets on with his life as best he can, and continues to remain committed to the project that we took on some years ago. I suppose there are continued discussions, continued investigations and continued prosecutions ongoing. So it's very difficult for Kevin to leave all that behind and to return to any sort of normality.
And John, do you have any idea where we are at with regard to that investigation? Because I did see headlines in the paper within the last fortnight saying Gardaí believe they are closer to identifying, I suppose, the person behind the attacks, the person who procured the attacks. Have you been given any information around that end of things?
Well, I can't speak for the Gardaí, and I can only speak to what I see in the media. There are, obviously there have been arrests, people who stand accused of actual direct involvement in the attack seem to have been identified and face the courts. However, I have no information that gives me cause to believe that that there is a specific person who orchestrated or procured the attacks about to be brought to heel.
Obviously, what happened to Kevin Lunny, and we don't want to get into too much of the graphic details, but it was a horrifically savage attack. But there has been a campaign of intimidation against more than Kevin Lunny, against the other directors, against yourself. Have you personally been intimidated?
Yes, I think over the last 5 or 6 years, we've all faced intimidation and threats that are designed to deter us from our day's work, designed to deter us from the project that we took on, which was to take into local control a very important economic driver for our region and to prevent the breakup of that. We have not lost sight of the project that we took on, and we remain committed to that. We haven't been deterred. However, it does seem that the campaign is specifically aimed at removing us from the equation and from stopping that project, and that has been ongoing for a number of years now. And there's no indication that the resolve of whoever is behind it has waned.
Okay. Have you ever thought about giving up? Have you ever thought about downing tools? I mean, savage attacks, intimidation, online slurs and smears. You have families. Has there been a point where you and the other directors went, this is too much, we can't continue?
Well, we knew when we took it on that the project had hair on it. There was previous unrest and there was previous complications surrounding it.
Did you foresee anything like this, though?
No, we didn't. We didn't imagine that it could get so far out of hand. However, the responsibility to thousands of employees, the responsibility to the economic well-being of the region is not lost on us, and we do realise that we have that responsibility. And and I suppose you say that this has been aimed at us for so long, and it has, but it was incremental. And therefore, by the time it came to where it is now, I guess, there was no point at which we realised it was totally out of hand. So I guess we haven't reacted and don't intend to react. It is our intention to stay the course.
Do you live in fear, John?
Not particularly, no. If you lived in fear, you couldn't live your life. You move on with your goals from day to day, and that's what we do.
There were criticisms levelled in the past at both the PSNI and indeed on Garda Síochána. I asked Minister for Justice Helen McEntee about this earlier on in the programme. Do you feel supported by the police services, both north and south of the border, and do you feel safe?
We certainly feel supported. There's a huge amount of current rolling attention given to our safety, which we are very comforted by. We are thankful to the police forces north and south of the border. We're thankful to the political systems north and south of the border. You know, we have had that engagement, and I know that you can say, how did we get to here without anybody having put their foot on it before this?
Things like the signs in the community put up smearing you that weren't taken down. Has that all changed now?
There is definitely less of that. There's no, you know, a sign couldn't appear in a local town and stay up for a couple of years. The Facebook pages that facilitated the constant bashing of us and misinformation, you know, those things don't exist at the moment. However, the undercurrents are still there, and the signs are still there that the resolve of those who want to remove us and deter us from our work are still there.
Look, John McCartan, director with Quinn Industrial Holdings, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning.
Yeah, incredibly courageous man, and let's hope they get the support that they deserve. Morning, Pat Kenny.